ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
We're learning Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed. The sugya here, it starts a little bit on Daf Chav Tesim and Beis. We're discussing first various wines that don't have the din of Yayin Nesach. We have in the Mishnah already Chaimetz, and the Mishnah says that the Chaimetz that was shalayv dechav m'shayim etchilasa yayin, that already was wine bidei evik echav, and that's asa b'hanah. Now, shaken, if it's already chaymetz bidei Yisrael, and then the guy took it, then the guy touched it, he does not make it asa. And the Gemara explains, because he's not menasachit. The Gemara also discusses yayin mevushel. The yayin mevushel is not asa because he's not menasachit. And the Gemara discusses Aluntis, also the same thing with these things. If it was Yayin before it was Mevushel, beyond the guy, it's Asa. But if it's Yayin beyond the Yid, and then it was Mevushel, then the guy does an Asa. And the same thing, Aluntis, which is not wine, it's the Yayin which is mixed with the Dvash and the Palpulin, so it doesn't taste like wine anymore, so then it doesn't have a din of Nisuch. The Gemara also discusses Yayin Mazuk, but that the Gemara's Maskan is that Yayin Mazuk, diluted wine, does have a din of Yayin Nesach. So the shaila that the Rishayim discusses with these things is that we could understand that there's no shash nisach on these things. We have chaymetz or yayin mevushel or aluntis. It's not proper wine. Goyim are not menasach such wine to their avodah zarah. But since the gzeira of wine is because of chasnus, and we spoke about this in the previous year, why isn't there a problem of chasnus with these things? Now, enechinami, it could be that the shayla is not so shver, legabi chaymetz l'mashal, could be there's no chasnus, there's no gzeir of chasnus by chaymetz, chaymetz is not something which is makar of the das, and could be aluntis uso, there's no chash of chasnus, but yayim mevushel, the rishayim had it shver, why isn't there a chash of chasnus by yayim mevushel? But first, I want to speak out Rashi, which some achreinim understand Rashi, that there really is a chash of chasnus by all these things. Just not a chash of nesach. See, Rashi in the Mishnah, by Chaimetz, Rashi says, Shoyim et chilasa yayim biyad evik echavim, lafuke hecha de'en, the zavad evicham chaimetz mi Yisrael, lafuke if a guy bought the vinegar from the Yisrael, the limitsa bahano. It doesn't become asa bahano. The tamad asa bahano, Mishnah Dilman, aski of a chaimetz loy menasach. The reason for the Yisrael no is because of nisach, and chaimetz is not menasach. So the Taishyantif already shtelzach, why did Rashi say lemitzah b'hanah? He should have said lemitzah. He should have said it's not asr. Why did he add the word b'hanah? That's a mashmois, that it's only not asr b'hanah, but it's asr b'shtia. What's the pshat? Why should it be asr b'shtia? If there's no nisuch, so why is it asr b'shtia? So the Taishyantif says that then Mrs. Taishyantif talks about it. Taishyantif at the end of Chav Tesim Abay says, Mikani yanir lahatir chaymet shalonu b'maga evakachavim. The gamer bein meshulam etirei, that vinegar there should be no problem if a guy touches it. We don't know exactly what's vinegar. Some people say it's vinegar, some people say it's not vinegar, it's wine. We don't know exactly what vinegar is, so we can't be mekel. Shulchan Aruch lemaisa paskins, we could be mekel by chaymitz. It gives a shir, it tells a shirim how to tell it's vinegar. But Lamaisa Taisis didn't want to be Mekel. So Taisyan, this is Rashi also. He didn't want to be Mekel by Shti al Kopanim. Taisis, he didn't care so much for Hanoah, which is not as Chomer, but by Shti, he didn't want to be Mekel. Maybe he won't think it's Chaimetz. Chay, a little bit schwer to say that Rashi, when he's being mefarish the Mishnah, he should say Lemitzah Banoah because he's afraid, Bemisin is Chaimetz, where if it is Chaimetz, it's Asmutta B'Shti also. But he says lemitzah b'hanah because halach l'maisa, he didn't want to be mekel l'gabe shtia because maybe it's not chaymetz. A bissel shver to lin rash that way, but that's what Teis Yantiv says. But the other rash is also in the sugya. The Beis Yosef brings in by aluntis kibraisa. The rash says aluntis, which the guy didn't have the wine originally. He bought it already. The aluntis was already made miad Yisrael. Materis rash says b'hanah. The sulay menasachle. He says it's muta b'hanah. Again. Why did Rashi say Ba'anah? Let it say Muteris. Muteris, the Sulei Menasach. Why did Rashi throw in the word Ba'anah? Also sounds like that B'shtia, it would be Aser. But the Beis Yosef didn't want that Rashi should come out, not like the Paiskim, but say Mefurish that it's Mutter B'shtia. So Beis Yosef was matrik a little bit, and he says the reason why I said Muteris Ba'anah is to tell you that the Resha, the yayim mevush of aluntis shleivik echavim, that if it was cooked or made into aluntis b'yan evik echavim, that surin means it's even asur b'hanah. Also a little dachuk, Rashi could have said it there. Rashi could have said asurin b'hanah. He didn't have to say over here mutarin b'hanah. But that's what the Beis Yosef says. He's maskim, it's a daichik, in order that Rashi shouldn't come out not like the Paiskim. But the other achrenim, the Bach and the Taz and the Prisha, they read ois that by yayin mevushel, also Rashi is yayin mevushel, mash mishayim mitchilasa yayin b'yadav echom mebishlei aser b'hana mishum tchilasa. And he says, tamel evichom bishlei, ha bishlei yisrael beheter sulei mitzer b'hana. So Rashi by yayin mevushel also is mashma clearly that, again, he throws in the word b'hana, which is mashma, that b'shtiyu b'yasa even by mevushel. So the Bach says a pshat because it's also because of a kshash shall be machlif, but the achrenim are very bothered. If there's a kshash shall be machlif, why wouldn't that aserit b'ano also? Elamai achaysim is good enough that it won't be machlif, l'gabe ano, so who then l'gabe shtiyu? What's the chilik? So the Taz and the Prisha both say that vaysa shitas Rashi is that this din of loy menasle is only a heter b'ano. Mashaykin shtiyu within the Israel's al-tzchasnus, so there's no heter. And chaymetz, you have to say, we're not talking about chaymetz, it's mamish, so vinegar that you only use it as a dip, or for salad dressing, or whatever it is. It's chaymetz, it's used as a beverage. It's just chaymetz, it's fermented. It tastes like chaymetz. It doesn't taste so good. So Rashi holds that only helps for nisuch. Mashenkin legabe chasnus, since it's a wine-based beverage, even though now it's fermented, it doesn't taste so good, or it's mevushel, it's lower quality, or it's made into a aluntis, or whatever the case is, but all these cases, you have a problem of chasnus. So, melo mi mutter ba'ano, because there's no problem of nisuch, but be also b'shtiyah, because you have a problem of chasnus. And this worked best, like the Rashba that we mentioned in the previous shiur, that the Rashba holds that there's two gzeiras. There was an earlier gzeira to asa b'shtiyah al chasnus. That was the first gzeira. And wine at that point was mutter ba'ano, and was also b'shtiyah because of chasnus, just like pitan and shamnam. And then there was a later gzeir, which that our Mishnah talks about, which is a later gzeir after shami v'hilul, which since Chazal saw that goyim and menasach very frequently wine for their avodah zarah, so mel they asked b'hana al tznisach. And that's the whole sugya here. Rashi here didn't mention anything about chasnus. Rashi just said don't menasach. And the sugya here is not talking about shtiyah. We're talking about hana, because shtiyah anyway is aser. Shtiyah is us, al chasnus. So all that term of Agamara, chasnus, of chaymetz, and mevushel, and aluntis, and the shayla of mazik, was all legabi the isser ana, which is al snisach. But the isser shtiyah, which is al chasnus, that the whole Gemara doesn't apply. Now Rabbi Kivega asks on the Taz, that what do you do with the story of Shmuel and Avlet? That it says clearly that Shmuel was trying to drink the wine, and Avlet, when the wine came in, Avlet made sure not to touch it. And Shmuel told, don't worry about it, because Yayim Avushal is no din of Yayin Esech. And there it's clear that he was allowed to even drink it. That's why they brought the wine to him, to drink it, not just to have a no. So what's the pshat in that? There you see Mefurish that Yayim Avushal is Mutta Bishti also. So on the Taz is Takeshver, but on Rashi, the Chsam Sefer here, and the Rashash, they say that the din of chasnus is only said when the guy owns the wine. The wine that belongs to a guy, a yid is not allowed to eat because of chasnus. Mashengin, if the wine belongs to a yid, and a guy touches it, and there you have the whole dinim of yayin nesach, because of maga the guy asers, there's no issa mitzad chasnus. Just like by pitan and shamnam, they didn't aser if a guy touches your bread or your oil. So who didn't? They didn't ask al chasnus if a guy touches the wine. They asked to drink a guyish wine, the wine that belongs to a guy. So if the guy touches the wine that belongs to a yin, that the issa even shtiyah would only be al nisach, and that wouldn't apply to mevushel. Similar to what we said in the previous shiur, that the Ran held that this heter that Tzom Rishayim said, that there's a heter hana in the wine today, because our goyim today are not menasach wine, that would only apply to wine that Goyim touched of our wine, because there you need that they should be menasach. Mashenk in their own wine, that the issa is chasnus, there's no heter. So now it's shtim. So this is the pshat in Rashi, according to the Taz and the Prisha, the way the Chsam Sefer and the Rishash explained the Shmuel and Avlet, that the pshat is that as chasnus is takano heter, not for chaymetz, and not for Bishul, and not for Eluntis. The heter is only in the Isser of Nisuch, which is in Het Isser Hanoah, but the Isser of Chasus, which is in Isser Shtia, it's Taka Aser, except in the case where the guy touched the Yid's wine, where there the whole Isser is Nisuch, and Memela by Mevushal, there's no Isser Klal. But the other Rishainim don't hold this way, and Rav Rishainim don't hold, and this is how we paskin, that these things, Chaimetz and Yain Mevushal, and Alundis, are all Mutter even Mishtia. And we have the Shaila, what happened to the Isser of Chasnus? So on Chaimetz and on Alundis is not Shver, because you could say the Isser of Chasnus is only said by wine. And Chaimetz is no longer wine. You don't make a Beri Priya Gafin on Chaimetz. It doesn't taste like wine. It doesn't even look like wine. It doesn't smell like wine. It's not wine. It came from wine. It started off as wine, but now it's Nishtana. It's not considered wine. And Alundis also, you made it into a Tavshil. It's not wine. There's wine as an ingredient. There's a wine flavoring. But it's not wine anymore. But Yayim Mevushal bothered the Rishonim. What's the pshat that Yayim Mevushal doesn't have a din of chasnus? Now, the Rambam, in Hilchos Mecholos Asuras Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tes, says that Emes Nasach LaVeidizor Al Yayin Shoroi Likar V'Gabi Mizbeach. Unei Zeh, K'shegozul Astam Yenem V'gozul Kol Yayin She'iga B'Goyi She'osa Ba'no, L'gozul Yayin Aroi L'Snasach. The only thing that Menasach LaVeidizor is Yayin which is Roi to Makar V'Gabi Mizbeach, and therefore they're only regards on Yayin Aroi L'Snasach. Ulefnichach Yayin Mevushal She'yishol Shinoga B'Goyi Eina Asur. U'mutu L'shtoisim V'Goyi B'Kais Echad. He says Mefurish is Mutu B'Shtia, and he says the head there is because it's not royal l'snasech. I, the Tam Isser is Atzchasnus. So you could say that since the Gedri Isser they did was, they made it Asr Bano, and they gave it all the Gedarim of Yayin of Nesach, that's how they created the Isser. So Mele Yayin, which cannot become Yayin Nesach, cannot be Menesach Lavei Dezara, they didn't make the Gzair on that. Even though the Tam of the Gzair was Atzchasnus, but the way they made the gedder of the gzeira is, they said that a blimes kilu was misnasach lavaydazar, and this yayin doesn't pass nisach lavaydazar, and it made it's mutter. That's what the Rambam holds. The Tur also says that tam. The Tur says, v'kevin shemishum sad nisach eshru, lo eshru al miyayin aroyal lanasech. Even though the Tur says clearly that the issu was alschasnus, but the pshat was, they made the stam yainim alschasus ki'ilu was nisnasich. So male, the only one goes in yain aroyal anisuch. That's one mahalach. But it's a shayla nirushainim if this is emes or not. Because the Rambam says, hayu ga'ine mayriv, the Rambam, the next Rambam, locha yud, shem nisarev b'yayin yisroel ma'at dvash and ma'at s'or. Some dvash and s'or got into the wine, even a little bit. Hal vein royal mizbeach, because you're not allowed to bring dvash and s'or in the mizbeach. You call dvash alay s'or l'satim and isha l'ashem. If you put in a little bit honey or a little bit sourdough into the wine, it becomes mutter. It doesn't get the issur of nisach anymore. So all the Rishonim argue on this Rambam. But there's two time and why they argue. The Rishonim, first of all, some of them say that even though it's not royal nisach, but the time is aschasnus, it's perfectly good wine, it has a drop of honey in it, even if it wouldn't be royal in Nisuch, he's still the Tam of Chasnus. So according to that, you don't need this Rishayim, at least Klayasachin, the Rosh holds that way, Lamaisa, that even if there's no din of Nisuch on it, Bechlal, even though you can't be Menasach at Bechlal, but you still have the Zeri of Chasnus. And they have a second Kasha on the Rambam, that even if you can't be Menasach on the Mizbech, what's preventing the Goyim from being Menasach to have a desire? The Goyim don't have a din, Lagabe have a desire, that they can't be menasach if there has sa'ar and dvash in it. And we'll speak about the answer to this question on the Rambam also. But the Rishonim are mantcha the Rambam for these two taimim. First of all, they're not klar, and some Rishonim are klar the other way, that even if there's no nisach, still there's a tam of alschasnus. And second of all, who says there's no nisach if you put in dvash and sa'ar? But the shayla is lefi the Rosh and lefi the tzad of the Rishonim, that even when there's no nisach, there's still a tam of the gzeir al schasnus, so what's the pshat in mevushal? So the Rosh says a vart, because mevushal is ainem matzik kol kach, it's lo shchiach, it's legozer barabonon. The Ridvas is very similar. He says that dayim mevushal yain shaysim en al derech tainig v'davimut uleprokim v'ainem matzik eitzelakayil. You don't really drink it so much, you only drink it a little bit, and the tainig, and not everyone has it. even though it's yayin, but still, it's not a yayin which was shchiach, and memela, it doesn't have, it doesn't get the issur of nisach. The Rashba, in Teres Abayis and in Tshuvah, says a lashon shein taimon yayin vein shmon yayin. It sounds like he holds his achsarin in the yayin, that doesn't have a din of yayin. There's a Ramban shita above a basha that yayin mevusha doesn't have a din yayin. Even the Gabi Bari Priya Gafim, we don't pass in that way. So, couldn't ask three mahalchim why Yayin Mevushal doesn't have the din of Nisach? Either because, it doesn't have the din of, doesn't become usher by a guy. Either because there's a din, even for the Gzeir of Chasna, since they were masmichar on the din of Nesach, and this Yayin can't be Nesnasech, so Meil Dasa Lein is the reason why it's Mutter. Or because they weren't guys on it because it's Loi Shriach, whatever it is, that's the Rosh, the Ritva. Or because it doesn't have a din of yayin. So the Heimdinger Paiskim talk about what's a din of pasteurized wine. The wine is very often pasteurized, and it seems that the way they pasteurize it does have the shear of bishul. It's also a zikshigal shal, exactly what is a shear of bishul. The Paiskim say it has to be malar resicha, it has to be bubbling, and also it has to be mamayit, but it seems that pasteurization does do that. So it's all pasteurized wine, is that considered yayin mevushal? And Mimela, there'll be no Isser if a guy touches it. So if Shlomo Zalman wants to say that it won't be, there's no heter for pasteurization. It's in Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph Simen Chafei, he says that Lamaisa doesn't change the taste. Yayin Mevushal has to be that it's a lower quality wine. That's the aside, that's why it's not Shkiach, that's why the Rashba says that it's not considered wine. Because it's lower quality wine, but lemaisa, the way they pasteurize today, they do it a ba'ifin that it should still taste like wine, it should still be a geshmak of wine. So memela, and you can't say it's l'shchiach, okay, it's very shchiach. So memela, you wouldn't have this heter. And he clears to say that maybe lemaisa, since bizman chazal mevushal wasn't, did lower the quality of the wine, and it was l'shchiach, or whatever it is. So memela, they will never gazer on it, so even though today it is shchiach, and today it is just as good than wine, so Mela, could be you go busted Xeris because now we can't make up new Xeris, but it claims it's not a new Xera. It's not a new Xera. Very Yayim Mevushal was a different type of Mevushal. It's a Mevushal which was like Shriach. It's a Mevushal which has lowered the quality of the wine. Pasteurization doesn't do it. He was claiming because the Chash of Ravi told him from America, told him that in Spain and in France, they had to make sure not to pasteurize the wine because it ruins the taste. The connoisseurs, the mumchim, they could tell Clara that if it was pasteurized even for a second, they could tell it ruined the entire wine. But he says, Lamaisa, he wasn't chayzer from the psak. He said, Lamaisa, for most people, it doesn't ruin the taste. He didn't think it was, he didn't hold that it should be mutter because of that. Rabbi Yashiv, in the Kaivitz Chuvis, Simon Aine, is also marchiv about it. He first wants to be toilet, maybe, in this machlekes rishonim. If the Yisayid, why it's mutter is because you can't be menasachet, so what's the difference? L'maisa mevushal is a din, you can't be menasachet. Mashengen, if the yisayid is because it's not wine, it doesn't taste like wine, or because it's lo shchiach, or whatever the case may be, so there he's saying, but haint that it's shchiach, it's not called a naya gzeira, then it goes into the regular gzeira of wine. So he says, be'emesin, it's a machalikis rishainim, but the Rishayim don't pass like the Rambam. The Rambam says if you mix in some sar and dvash, like we said, because it can't be menasachet, so mele it's mutter. But all the Rishayim argue, and they say even if it can't be menasachet, it's still aser. But he said, but that alone maybe you could say, because the Rambam, there's two times in why the Rishayim argue. One is that even if it can't be menasach to have a desire, it will still be aser. That's what the Rosh holds. And that's why Esei Mevushal is different, because the Milsal is Shicha Lagazu Barabanan, and that he says wouldn't apply to pasteurization. But there's another tam, that you only can't be Menasachet on the Mizbeach. But the Rishayim hold it could be Menasach to Avei Dezara. So maybe now that we have Yayim Mevushal, which the Gemara says it can't be Menasachet to Avei Dezara, so it wouldn't be Bechlal Dezara Lefidos Rishayim. But Rabbi Yashiv says he doesn't hold that way, because he thinks that even the Rishayim that are saying that it's totally whether people are menasach for Aveda Zara, he says, today no one's menasach wine altogether, but if they'd be menasach wine, he doesn't think they'd refrain from using pasteurized wine. Yayim Mevushal was different. It was a different quality. It was a different type of a wine. They didn't use that type of wine for Aveda Zara. But pasteurized wine became like regular wine. He doesn't think anyone will not use it for Aveda Zara. He also says, very interesting, He says the Rosh, when he argues on the Rambam says that if mix in a little sour and vash, and you're allowed to drink it even if a guy touches it, the Rosh says no. First of all, he says it's not totally a nisuch, but he says even if it is, he says by cooking, it's not mistarba that a guy would cook up all his wine kedei to be able to drink it together with goyim. Masha'en kein, if you're going to allow him to drink with goyim, to put in sour and vash, so he'll just put a little sour and vash in every barrel of wine and be able to drink it with goyim. Will come midei chasnas. So he says, so that would apply the same thing here. If a person's going to have to go and cook the wine in order to drink it with goyim, a person wouldn't do that. But here, it's so easy to get pasteurized wine. So about that, someone who wants to drink wine with goyim will just buy pasteurized wine. So you have that svara lesser. He says like this also, he says, Taisus was discussing about Baisa. If you have an unripe grape, Rabbeinu Meshul was matter an unripe grape, that the juice that comes out of unripe grape doesn't have a din of wine. So Mela doesn't have a din of wine. So it's not Yai Nesach if the grape is not ripe and you get the juice from the unripe grape. So Rabbeinu Tam said no, because he said one time all the grapes weren't ripe. Are you going to say that year there'll be no din of Yai Nesach? So affect Rabbeinu Tam. So the Ritva says, why not? What's Pshat in Taisus? Taisus says that you can't be matir from an unripe grape, because what about if all the grapes are unripe? You're going to say that year there's no din Yai Nesach versus why not? So that year there'll be no din of Yai Nesach. So he says, Vaisa's Taisus Svar was, the whole Gzair was that we shouldn't be drinking wine with Goyim. If this is the wine we have, Avada de Issu would be chal on it. So these are some of the arguments that Paiskim have against pasteurized wine. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv, and Moshe Shturmach talks about in Chuvus and Hagis, Chelek Bey Simon, Taf Aleph, the Reb Nishna Alachis, Reb Nasha Klein talks about it, and Chelek Yud Bey Simon Lamedal, they meant not to be Machme, but Lamaiser, if Moshe finds the Nigris Moshe, he's Meikah with pasteurized wine, but Pshitas. He doesn't go into the Etzim Shaila, he just explains that it has the Shear of Vishal. It's in Yeridei Echel Gimel Sim Lamed Aleph. Kiniri held that once Chazal didn't answer it, we don't have Kayach to answer it. The same thing in the Minchas Yitzchak Da'imais Chelik Zayin Simon Samach Aleph. He also holds that pasteurized wine is mutter. La'alach etzarechim. So let's make a sikkim of what we have. The Gemara talks about Chaimitz and Yain Mevushel and Aluntis and says that there's no din of Yain Nesach on these things. And the Shaila is, why isn't there Chasnas? And the Rambam says he say that any Yain which is not Royal and Asech, there's no din. They weren't geyser on such wine. Kaniri, even though the gzeir was chasnas, but since the gedder of the gzeir was al siyayin nesach, they weren't geyser bechlal. We said shittas Rashi would seem to be that they were geyser chasnas, but chasnas is only with aser b'shtiyah, and Agamar is talking about hana. But the Rambam would say even shtiyah, they weren't geyser on yayin that's not royal and asech. What could be the pshat is that you don't need the yayin to be royal and asech. But you need it to be yayin. Chaimitz is not yayin. Aluntis is not yayin. And yayin mevushel, the Rosh says it's like shriach. The Rajbi says it's not yayin. It's a chsayin in the shame yayin shabai. So that's what we're talking about. If pasteurized, is that called ein royal lanasech? Or is that called like shriach? Or is that called a chsayin in the shame yayin because it doesn't taste like wine? It does taste like wine. That's what the Pesach can talk about. Well, maybe once Chazal were in Geyser on it, that's it. It remains mutter no matter what. Now, just one more nekuda on the Rambam. The Rambam says that since Yayin has to be royal and nasach agav mizbech, you mix in sar and vash, it's not royal and nasach agav mizbech, so mele it's mutter. So like we said, Rishayim asks, first of all, they hold it doesn't have to be royal and nasach agav mizbech altogether, that's what the Rush holds. It's just Yayin mevushel, because it's like shkiach ukadayma. But the second kasha to Rishayim asks was, even if it's not royal and nasach agav mizbech, why would that stop the Avdei Avei Dezara, if he menastik it for Avei Dezara, a pella. Why is it Tali and Royal and Asik HaMizbech? And they bring a Raya from Mazug. Mazug, you do have the din of Yayin Esach, and Yayin Mazug is also not Royal and Asik HaMizbech, like it says in Bava Basra, Dav Tzadik Zayin. So Terez of Mazug, Achrein and speak about it, there's another Shvei Rambam, which is Mashmi, didn't hold of the Psul of Mazug, then Kamakam Laharich. But I have two Mahalchim in the Achreinim, how to answer the Rambam, why the Rambam should need Royal and Asik HaMizbech. I have the Marcheshes. The Mecheshes and Sim Memches is interesting to Zach. After explaining why the Rambam doesn't hold there is a psul of Mazuk, he says the pshat's like this. Yayin, it was only the derech to menasach in front of the Avodah Zarah, to pour it for the Avodah Zarah. If it's not in front of the Avodah Zarah, that's not really the derech Avodah Bekach. So the din by tekruvis is you either need derech avoda or you need kein pnim. So if you're not going towards derech avoda because it's not in front of the avoda zara, then you need kein pnim. So it's not called the nisuch kein pnim if unless it was a nisuch which is roy to be done on the mizbech. That's a mecheshes is mahalach. A chiddush you have to see in the sugyas in the third parak. The brisker rav, like we said in the previous shir, we'll say it over again. Rav Shach brings the brisker rav. It's in Avieji parak in aleph. Of Hilchas Macholas Asuris, that the Biskirov says that the sight of the Issa of Yayin Nesach wasn't patterned after Issa Tekruvis. The Rambam holds two Isurim. There's an Issa Tekruvis, Layibab Yachem Umim and Acherim, or Lesavit Tevel Abisecha. It's an Issa generalist on all Tekruvis of Eid Azar. And that's not a din of Macholas Asuris, like we said from Abitzel Panovich. That's a din stam, you can't have monetary benefit from Eid Azar things. And that's not the Issa which they used for Yayin Nesach. The issa they used for Stam Yenim was the issa of this Gemara, which the Rambam counts as a separate mitzvah, Ashechel Zuchem Yechel Yishti Yen Nesicham, that there's a Hilchas Macholos Asuris Dike Isser on the Yayin. That was the issa they used for Yayin Esach. Yen Isser is Dafke Yayin, which is Menusach Agav Mizbech. Yishti Yen Nesicham. It has to be the Yayin, which is Menusach Agav Mizbech, even though they would bring it as the Tekruvis of Eidah Zara. And it would become Nesar. But if they wouldn't be able to menasach agav mizbeach, it wouldn't have the isser of yishtu yein nesicham. It wouldn't have yene isser deraisa. And if it doesn't have that isser deraisa, chitas haramam is, they didn't have exeris yayin esach on it. Very geschmackish shtickle from the briskirov. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brought, we mentioned this, the Gemara brought a story of Shmuel and Avleit. That Shmuel and Avleit was a guy, Haviasvi, they were sitting, Aisla Kamayu Chamra Mavashla, they brought in front of Shmuel and Avleit, Yayim Mavushal, Mashkeliyade, and Avleit took back his hand, he tried to make sure not to touch it. Amle Shmuel, don't worry, Amle Yayim Mavushal, Ayim Mavushim Yayin Nesach, there's no problem of Yayin Nesach because the Yayin is Yayim Mavushal. So there's an interesting Rambam, which is relevant to this sugya. The Rambam talks about the Ikad Din of Yayin Nesach and Perikid Aleph from Macholos Asuris. In Perikid Zayin, he starts talking about other things. He says, Yesham Dvarim Achayim Asur Eisen Cham Mapri She'en Yisrun Ikam and Atayra. There are other things which Chazal asked, even though there's no Ikam and Atayra. Gozer Olayim Gdei Lestrachik Min HaGayim. They were geyser to distance from Gayim, actually Sarbim Yisrael V'yavayil Dechasnus. So you shouldn't mingle with the Jews and come to intermarriage. Ve'eluhayim. And he says, Asu lishtis yimah mafil b'makam she'ein lachish liyayin nesach. You're not allowed to drink with them, even when there's no problem of yayin nesach. You're not allowed to drink together with a guy. V'asu lechol pitan abishuleim mafil b'makam she'ein lachish liyuleim. You're not allowed to eat their pas, or bishulakam, that's the halachas of pasakam and bishulakam, where even if there's no problem of treif of food, there is an issa of pasakam and bishulakam. But he puts together another halacha of not drinking with them, even when there's no yayin nesach. And he says, Ketzad, halacha yud, perikid zayin halacha yud, leyishtadim in mesim bishul gayim afilushu yayim avushul, you can't drink in a party with gayim, in a suda with gayim, even if it's yayim avushul she'ein neser. Oyshe yayin she'esim mikael levavade, even if he's drinking wine from his own kelim, the gayim are not touching it, or it's yayim avushul which doesn't have the iser. You can't drink wine together with a mesibah shel gayim. V'mhoye roiv ha-mesibah yisrael mutter. But if roiv of the mesibah ayidin, it's mutter. So it's not clear what the makar of the Rambam is. Where did the Rambam get that you can't drink together with gayim, even if the wine is mevushal, or you're drinking from your own kelim? The Beis Yosef and Simon Kuf Yud Beis, where the Torah brings this, he brings this Rambam as his hakdama, to the Inyan of Parasakim and Bishalakim in Sibin Kuf Yudeis in Yeridea, the Beis Yosef says perhaps there is a Tesefta or a Braisa that way. We don't really know the Makar of the Rambam. Now this halach is also not brought in Shulchan Aruch anywhere. Like we said, the Torah mentions it kind of Derech Agav in the halach of Parasakim and Bishalakim, where he introduces the Inyan of Parasakim and Bishalakim with this Rambam, and he mentions also this thing about not drinking together, even B'makam Shein Lachish Liyai Nesach. And the Pri Chodesh in Simon Kuf Yudalad, as well as the Shulchan Gevaya and the Arki Tshuva, bring this Rambam. Not 100% clear if it's halacha l'maisa. But the Shaila is, so what about Shmuel and Avleit? They seem to be drinking together. Yayim Avushal. So the Lacha Mishnah holds it's not Mukhach B'chlal that Avleit was drinking. Maybe Dafka or Shmuel was drinking. But it's not Meshmer that way in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Aisu Kamayu. was brought in front of them. Taisus also is mefurish. Taisus says, "Bayayim mevushal ein ben b'shim yayin nesach." Says Kain alacha umutde b'magay v'chav min deshasli Shmuel v'avleit. Clearly, the avleit was drinking too. But the Beis Yosef there in Siman Kuf Yud Beis, he says that the Rambam says, "Im hayi roiv ha-mesibi yisrael mutter." If roiv of the mesibi was yisrael, it's mutter. Faith to Beis Yosef, what's the makar to the Rambam? How does the Rambam know if roiv mesibi is yisrael's mutter? Now, the question so stark, we don't know what the makar of the iser is. So maybe whatever the makar of the iser is, maybe that's where it says that it's mutter. Al Kapanim, Beis Yosef asks this question: what's the makar of the Rambam that roiv mesibi yisrael's mutter? And he says he thinks the makar is this Gemara. That Shmuel and Avleit, how is Shmuel on a drink with the guy? He's a raya that Rav Mesib of Yisrael is mutter. Now the Prichadash says though, that the Rambam says Rav Mesib of Yisrael is mutter. It's Masha from the Rambam Itainas that Machsu Machs is Aser. And he holds away Allah Lamaisa that Rav Mesib means Dafka Rav. Machsu Lamachs is not Rav. Machsu Lamachs would be Aser. So Eib Azai, what's Takib Shan and Shmuel and Avleit if there's only two people? One yid and one guy, so that's not Rav Yisrael. So he says, you have to say pshat, and this is what the Beis Yosef means also, he says, is that it doesn't say how many people were there. The fact that it didn't mention the other people is not a raya there weren't other people there. It makes sense to say that there were Rav Yidin there, and that's why it was mutter. He says, the Gemara in Gittin L'mashal says that Hatana came with a get, and the Gemara says there's really two people. We didn't mention the second person because Mishim Kvaidai of that Tana. So same thing here. We didn't mention the other people, but there were other people there, and that's why this Gemara is a makar that when Rav Yisrael is mutter. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara here, the sugi here, discusses the Indian of Gilui. Of if the wine is left uncovered, there's an issa to drink it because he chayshish that a snake drank from it. And the Gemara goes to a line of different prate dinim. When do you say the issa of Gilui, when not? Kamavur b'sugi. I want to speak more clearly though. This thing, the Chazal Asid Gilui, and Huadin, other things, a lot of other Gemaras that discuss different things, the Chazal Asid Mishum Sakana. Different things Chazal say, the Gemara says, different things are Asid Mishum Sakana. There's a Shulchan Aruch Sim and Kuftah Zayin, which discusses many different things that are Asid Mishum Sakana. Gilui itself, the Shulchan Aruch says that we're not knowing any Issa of Gilui, because the Nechashim are Mitzuyim Beneinu, we'll discuss that a little bit later in the Shir. But, Mizman Chazal, and all the other things that are asim mishum sakana, yesh l'ayin, is that an issa deraisa, or is that an issa derabana? Is there an issa deraisa to do these things that are asim mishum sakana, because of the sakana, or is it an issa derabana? The Rambam, in Hilchus Yitzeich HaShmiyas Nefesh, Perek and Aleph Halacha Dalet, he starts off saying, he's discussing the din of Micah, putting up a gag, l'sasim dom b'secha, and he says, kol michshol sheyesh b'sakanas nefashis mitzvah say l'asir l'sham imenu. Any mikshol which can have a life endangerment is a mitzvah saseh to remove that mikshol and to be careful from it. Lizar b'dav yafet shenemar hisham alcha ushmar nafshecha. It says a pasuk hisham alcha ushmar nafshecha. You have to guard yourself. V'mloi heiser v'niach mikshels mevil de sakana bittel mitzvah saseh. You mevatel the mitzvah saseh hisham alcha ushmar nafshecha. And also over leisasim dam beisecha. So this sounds like if someone is not careful about something which is mevili de sakana, he's over a mitzvah say de reisav isham al chosh mar nafshecha, as they state in the Rambam. But then the Rambam says in Halacha Hey, har be dvarim osicham neishem yeshesh bem sakanas nefashis. The line of things that Chazal asked because of sakanas nefashis, v'chol ha'over aleim v'omer hareini misakim ba'atzmi malachayim alay b'kach. Anyone is over on the things that Chazal said were asim mishum sakana, and he says, "Listen, I'm only hurting myself. What does anyone care about this? Or I don't care about this." Makan I say makas mardus, he gets makas mardus. So the fact that the Rambam says asru chachamim, and the fact that the Rambam says makan I say makas mardus is a shtikl mashmitz derabanan. But it's fair because l'chayy the Rambam just said before that sakana, something to do something sakana is over basay. It sounds like Steraisa, and here he says, Harbid Varam Osher Chachamim. How do we understand the beginning of the Rambam is Mashma, that any time you do something which is made with their Sakana, it's Asimid Deraisa, and then the next thing the Rambam says, it sounds like he's saying that's Asimid Derabanan. What's the pshat in that? So the Levush, when he starts him in Kufta Zayin in Yeridea, and he brings these halachas, he starts off Ksiv, Yishamachosh Menavshkama Oin, uksiv nishmaritim oylu nafshisechem, sheyeshme ashmois elo shoynish yisarchonim lishmeris nafshish liyovis asimu dey sakana, the mashmois of ishamlecho shmanafshicha, nishmaritim shisechem is that you shouldn't call me dey sakana. But then he says, afagav shepshutim shalelo aksuvim lemayir bezet. Even though Pashup Shah and the Psukim is not mashed that way. It says, Hashem l'cha, Hashem l'afshchem, Oip, and Tishcha, Zedvarim, Hashiru, Einecha, that you shouldn't forget Maim and Ashinai. And when Hashemayat, the Maim, Afshisechem, is, it says, Kilarisim, Pesel, that you didn't see any Pesel, you didn't see any form, so, Ben Dashchisim, Asislam, Tumunas, Pesel, you shouldn't do Avei Dezara. It's not mashed, we're talking about physical safety in the Pasuk. So he says, Mikol Makam, Samchu, Chazal, Makroi, Salalu, Va'osru, Kolad, Varim, Avinus, El Medei, Sakana. So he sounds like he holds that there is no Issa Deraisa to call me Dei Sakana. It's just Chazal made an asmacht over these psukim that he shouldn't call me Dei Sakana. Samchu Chazal Mekorei Salolu Va'osru call Hadvarim Vimus El Medei Sakana. But then he says another thing. He says, V'nirali Loi Meshenuch Lam Deinu Zeh Mimitzis Bnei Noyach. It says, B'nei Benerech Ach Es Dimchem Lafshisechem Edresh, that you're not allowed to kill yourself. So Memela, Leficha goes you va'omru chamir sakanta v'isura, but it sounds like that also. It's not clear that you can't bring yourself a day sakana. Maybe it's only if you're deliberately killing yourself. That's why Chazal were geizer and they said chamir sakanta v'isura. And he goes on. He says the lashon of the Rambam afili of the under main misakan is atzmi umalachem alai bekach emaini mak bekach. What do I care? What do you care? What I do? Elamakanes makis marinus kamei bechol shari surim she'osru chachamim zal. So the levush is taka mashman at the din of not calling day sakana is a din derabanan. But the Rambam is not mashma that way. The Rambam says that Yo'ivana say Vishamlacha Shmanafshachamait. That misses this aura that the psukim are not lachar talking about physical safety. It's a aura from the Achrenim. The Gemara in Brachas had mentioned it, because the Gemara in Brachas says that there was a chassid that was davening Shmoneh Esrei and a goyish sar greeted him and he didn't greet him back. He was in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. And the Sari said, what do you mean? I could have killed you. And the Torah says, v'nishmaritim oylan af sheisechem. So that sounds like the Gemara is darshing v'nishmaritim oylan af sheisechem, that it's going on physical safety. The Marsha stels look up on that. The Minchas Chinuch and Siman Tavkuf Memvav, he says, but how do you know that that's what the Gemara is darshing? The Gemara just quotes that from the Sari. Maybe the Sari was just maybe he was a Christian person that raised the Torah. He was min a minimum habchem divulikim chayim leminus, maybe, who knows? But he said the Rambam says it. He says mustamin is a makar, and then he says there is a mafurish in makar. It's a gemara in shvuas daflam and vav. The gemara says that a makal atzmai, makal schaver is over on a lehim leisakal, whatever it is, a makal is atzmai is over on a shom lechosh menafshchem oid. So it sounds like because person being makal himself and bringing himself with their klali is over on this, as Mashman is talking about shmiris haguf, physical safety also. But the Levush seems to learn it's an asmachta. But the consensus of the Achrayim is not the way. The Chassam Sofer even art is very clear that it's avada din deraisa. The Tfuah Shar in Sim L'Chadash Simen Yud Gimel Sifkat and Beis, he's discussing if Baal Teshaksu is deraisa. Because again, the Torah says Leis Teshaksu is nafshiseichem b'chol asheritz asheritz, right? That you shouldn't be meshakitz yin nafshama with eating these macholas tmeis. And Chazal Darshan like the Shaksas Shisechem, they shouldn't do things that are disgusting. So the Shalas, is it the Raisa, the Rabbanan? He clears to say it's the Raisa, the Achrayna being a Raisa, the Rabbanan, because the Rambam says, Osru Chachamim. It sounds like it's the Rabbanan. So the Tvushar says, you can't bring a Raisa because the Rambam says, Osru Chachamim. The Rambam says, look, Abbe Sakana, also Osru Chachamim, Harbi Dvaram, Neshashim, Sakana's Nefashis, and of course that the Raisa. And then he brings a levush that sounds like he holds it to Rabban, and he says it's incorrect. Of course it's their Isa. So he says, Asher Chacham Kamin, it's their Isa. That's what the Simla Chadash said, Chassam Seif holds that way. The Tvur Shar holds that way. The Mabit in Kiryat Sefer also Nemzon that have added their Isa, have added a drasha, the Pasuk is a real drasha. In Chayshim Mishpat, at the end of Simon Tavchav Zayim, where it's discussed also the din of Sakana, there the Sma also is Mashman and is Deraisa. And the Bera Gailish tells us, why does the Mechabah say, he brings Lashon and Rama, Makanais and Makis Mardis? So he says, Tupshatim, either because he holds this Derabanan and Smachta, like we said from the Levush, or that really it is Deraisa. But you don't get Malchus, because since that's not the Parshat Pshat in the Pasuk, So it's only in Joshua from the Pasuk, so there's no Malkus for it. It's not a lav. It's like Chatzis Shir, which is Asim in HaTorah, without Malkus, that there'd be a din of Malkus Mardis. So the Mabit and the Tvur Shar and the Chsam Sefer, and Kama other Rishayim Neman Klar, that Dvarim Mevil De Sakanas De Raisa, and the Tvur Shar is very clear. And who would then anything that Chazal says is Asim Shim Sakanas, Asim De Raisa. But the Bera Gaila has two pshatim, and that's what the Levush says. The thing is, the Levush himself, the Chayshim Mishpat, seem to be chayzer from what he said in Yeridaya, because he brings down, there, he brings down the Lashon of the Rambam, Harid Varam Asucham Neshayshim Sakanas Nefashis, Vemichlal Isham Elchash Menavshcha Vegaymer, and then he goes on in Sif Yud Aleph, in Tavcha Vav and Chayshim Mishpat, Kala Aivat Varam Elu Kaitzvim Vaimer, Reini Mesakim Meatsim, Malachim Lai Bekach, Aini Mak Bekach, Makanas and Makis Mardis, Sure, overall, is it a raisa? The ksiv yishamachon shmenafshcha. Mamish lahebach what he said in Yeridaya, because he's aivan isid de rabbanon. So the pashas says that there's an isid de raisa. Now there's a middle sheet also, and this would explain the Rambam good, that when you put yourself in a sakana vadi aivan isid de raisa, vadi yishamachon shmenafshcha ma'ayin, is an isid de raisa. As I state in Rambam, the Makaris and the Gemara in Shua Stefan Mevav, and Brachis. So what does the Rambam say? Harbidvarim osu chazal. So he brings the Darkei Tshuva in Siman Kuvdeh Zayin, Sif Katan and Zayin, which he brings also, he brings a lot of Shittas, the Prima Gondam, it says the Raisa. He brings the Rebbeinu Rucham, that's Mashmas the Rabbanan, like the Levush in Yeridaya, and he brings in the Shem Aryeh, that if it's a Sakana Berura, like a Kir Noti in the Geshur Ua, it's a clear Sakana, so then that's an Issa de Raisa. Now Shegein, the things that Chazal asked in Mishum Sakana, the Pshat is, it's not really, it's only a Chash Sakana. A Chash Sakana doesn't have an Issa deraisa. That's only an Issa derabana. So now in Shtim, the Rambam first in Halakha Dalet is talking about when you have a real chash sakana, that's an Issa deraisa. But saying in the Rambam Halakha 8, it says, Dvar Ram Osru Chachamim, and Makadeis and Makadeis Mardis, that's only because it's a chash sakana, and the male doesn't go right into the Issa deraisa, that's only an Issa derabana. The Gris Mesha, the Chai Shemish with Chaylik Bey, Simon Ayin Vav, also names on that way. Like this Tshuva Shem Ayah that the Darkei Tshuva brings. He's discussing there if it's mutter to smoke, and he says that the, whether he had a head to, of Shayma Pesayim Hashem, and he says here in the tshuva, that head is not for something that's actually dangerous. If Adi can't say Shayma Pesayim Hashem is something which is actually dangerous, but something which is unhealthy, that's not considered a sakana, that's considered a chash sakana. That's what he says, that you don't have the isa der isa visham lechosh unafshecha ma'id, and that's why some things chazal asid min derabbanan because they're not healthy. So Kshash Sakana, that's Isidur Abbanan, Makis Mardis. And the Rambam, he says, in Nuchas Day is Perik Dal, it brings a lot of things to do because they're healthy, and he doesn't say there's any Isidur. Stam says it's Svara. And a healthy body is necessary for Avedis Hashem, and the male is important to be healthy, it's important not to be sick, and he said, but it doesn't say anything, and with the Clarkite that there's an Isidur Sakana Bechlal. Vaistai's self, it depends on many, many different factors, and what people normally do for their own personal enjoyment, Vechuli, which is not necessarily Sakana, because a lot of people do, and they don't begin to get a sakana, it's only a miyat. That doesn't go right in the Issa deraisa v'shamach hashash shumanash chama'id. That could be an Issa derabbanan. The Rabbanan said different things that have a chash sakana. But if everyone does it, then you have a shem b'sayim Hashem. So we have three possibilities. We have a possibility that a shamach hashash chama'id is only an asmachta. Rabbi Niruchim, he says, the Darkei Tshuva brings down the Levush in Yeridaya, sounds that way. The Baragoyla has one side that way in Chai Shemish with Simon Tav Chavav. And we have what the Das of Reiv Gedeli Achreinim, the Tvur Shar, and the Chsam Sefer here, and the Prima Gadim, and the Mabit, and others, that all these things are Asim Yidat Raisa. And then we have this middle sheet that from the Dakachuva brings from the Shem Aryeh, and the Igris Meish also holds that way, that there's a difference. If there's a real present danger, an immediate danger, an immediate potential danger, that's asumi deraisa. Now, shegin, if it's just a chash, it's just unhealthy, it could call me de sakana, but it's only a chash. Most of the times it doesn't. That would only be asumi derabana. I want to tell you, I think it's a machloikis vishayna, machloikis tezin ramban later on that flamid hay. Like we mentioned, the vishayna already say that we're not makbid on gila because we don't have snakes anymore. And the vishayna shtals the chup on a shayla, what happened to the din that when Chazal asked something, we have a Gemara in Beit Daf Dalet, in other places, when Chazal asked something, even though there was a certain time why they made this takana or gezeira, and the time doesn't apply anymore, the takana remains. You need a minyan achala tirei. So why don't you say the same thing with gilui, that when Chazal asked gilui, so even though now there are no more snakes, but the issa should remain. So Tesis is an aflamen heim and aleph, Diba Maskel Chada Katani, towards the end of the Tesis, that he says, and he compares it to another thing that he's discussing, but he says that Anu she'ein achashim mitzuyim b'neinu ein lachash mishum gilui, ve'ein loyim ha'adavash v'minyun v'tzarech minyun achalat tiroi, ki vaday kashinesu tchilay also makam she'ein achashim mitzuyim. And by Yayin Esach, he also wants to explain what we had mentioned in a previous year, that today that people are in Manasseh for Avodah Zarah, so the Gzeirah doesn't apply. And he says, what about Tzarech Minyan Achalat Tirei? So he says, also the Gzeirah is only for the Manaschim. The Ran, at the end of the fifth parak, seems to Nemam Shatan Taisis, the Brichadash brings this down in Siman Kufta Zayin, that he means that once the time is batal, you could be batal the Takana. But that's the Chari Veri Shver, that doesn't stim with a lot of plays in Shas, which says even when it's batal the time, it's not batal the Takana. But the Chari Pshat and Taisis is like this. That depends what the Gzeir is. If you have the Gzeir in a specific thing, it will Gzeir a certain thing. This, you have two things about a Gzeir. You have the Tam of the Gzeir, and you have the Geder of the Gzeir. You have the reason why they were Gzeir, and you have what the Gzeir is. They were Gzeir for a certain reason. But what is the Gzeir? The Gzeir is Kach V'Kach. So then, even if the reason is Batal, you need a Minyan Achalat Tirei. But if by Gilui, the Gzeir Gufa was, be careful of snakes. That was the Gzeir. Be careful of the snakes. When there's no snakes, there's no Isser. And the same thing Taisus holds by Yayin Nesach, the Gzeir was, be Chayshish, that someone who is Menasech wine will be Menasech this wine. That was the Gzeir. It wasn't said about someone who's not Menasech wine. That wasn't the Gzeirah B'chlal. It's not a Gzeirah that a guy asks, why does a guy ask it? Why would a Gzeirah a guy asks? Because they were Chayshah Shul B'Menasech. So even if now you don't have the Chshash, you still have the Isser. The Gzeirah was, be afraid that this person who's Menasech will be Menasech. Be afraid a snake will come and put in his Eris. The Matta Yainasin in Siman Kufta Zayin explains it very nicely in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, because they didn't stam aser wine that's megula. I mean, if you're watching the wine, it's just as revealed, you're just making sure that no snake is coming. So they asked a chash of a snake coming. That's what they asked. If there are no snakes, there's nothing to watch. Same reason why Chazal asked learning by a light, min kairil aranera and Shabbos, because you might tilt the light. And today, there's no way to tilt the light, so it's mutter. Why don't you say it became aser, so even though the tam is not there, the gzeir remains. Because they asked, they told you, be chayshish, you'll tilt the light. Here there is no light to tilt. I mean, v'harai, because even b'shas then, they matter adam chashiv, it doesn't tilt the light, v'chuli. They matter if there's a shamer. They told you to be chayshish, there's nothing to be chayshish, there's no light to tilt. But I'll go upon, and that's what Taisa says. Taisa says that the gzeira that they made was not a gzeira on places where don't have nechashim. Dosh tein Taisus. Mashing and the Ramban, he asked the same question. The Ramban's also Naflam and Heyam and Aleph, and he says about a certain thing that you need a minyan achalat tirei, and he says, Avashar megulon lo yeshivu bezin aleim v'lo yimeshu b'minyan, elo shay asurin aleim neshek sekanasu mitzuyu lehem. That there never was a nesu b'minyan. Chazal asked it because there was a sekana. I think this is mamish d'imachleikis. I don't see any other way to learn even. Taisus is clear that Chazal sat and made an iser b'minyan. If you're going to say that it's asur min deraisa, because there is a chash sakana, there's no way Chazal can asur b'minyan. Iser b'minyan means it's an iser derabanan. If it's asur min deraisa, so all Chazal are telling you, they're being made dear you, they're explaining to you that there is a sakana. There is a sakana, so b'mel, it's asur min deraisa. That's not called nesu b'minyan, there happens to be a sakana. So there's no kasha, it's a davish nesu b'minyan tzarech minyan achalat tirei. And that's what the Rabban is saying. It was never Nesu B'minyan. Chazal are telling you, this is a Sakana. It's a Sakana of a male. It's Asa Midereisa, like every Sakana. That's what the Rabban holds. Now, Shenkin Taisus, who's muching about Nesu B'minyan, and he explains that the Minyan was Dafka when there was Nechashim, he's clearly saying it was Nesar B'minyan. He has to explain, why don't you say Tzarek Minyan Achalat Tirei? because the Issa doesn't apply to places that they know Nechashim. So Vais is clearly saying it's an Issa Derabanan. Aye, why is it Nasim their Eis not Sakana? So either you could say that Taisus holds that the whole din of Sakana is Derabanan, but that's not like the Royiv Gdele Achreinim. Or you could say, like the Gris Meish, like the Shemaye, that Gila is not really such a big Shash Sakana. I mean, their Eisa, you wouldn't have to be Chayish for the Sakana. Their Abanan made Xerah to be Chayish for the Sakana. Balkabanim and Taisus is clear that it's an Issa Derabanan. So, but then I see clearly that it's a Machlaikis Tais and their Aman. Is it an Issa Deraisa and Issa Derabanan? Now, Nigadin of Gilui that we mentioned that the Rishayim say that now we don't have Nechashim, so we're not Makban on Gilui, and this ain't Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Kufta Zayin Sif Aleph, that there's no Din of Gilui anymore because we don't have Nechashim. Lemaisa, there are people that are Makban on Gilui. The Biskei Tshuva brings the Shla. The Biskei Tshuva there brings the Shla that says, Hashem Anafshi Yichuk Mizeh, and he brings the Raya because why the Tur bring all the Dinim? Elamite is a Maila Gedela to be Nizabimit, and he brings that the Gayin Achasid Agram, the Vilna Gayin, was very Nizar in it. And that's also brought in the Pasach Shulchan from a Talmud of the Gayin. It's in Simon Beis of Kat Laman Beis that he was Neig in all Dini Gili period. And he said that only Tam al Pipshat was Nechashim, but there's other Tam Nistarim al Pisaid so that's why you should be Nizar in it. And the Brichadish also mentions another thing that he says that in the Arts of Samaria, there are places that have Nechashim. He says, not so much, but it is a Shtikl Matzah, so Mela, that's also a reason to be Nizir and Gilui. So Halacha L'maisa, the Ikh is like the Shulchan Aruch Alad that it's Mutter, but there are people that are Makbun on it, the Chazinish, and the Tamini of Chazinish are also Makbun on Gilui Kedas Sagra.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.